Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. Everybody, this is Tree. Hold on one second. I got a little bit technical issues here. Sue, are you with me? I hope you are. Sue? Sue, I'm having a hard time hearing you because, well, not hearing anything at all. Can you call back in if you can hear me and so call you back on? And because Sue is our guest speaker, and she knows a lot about the ascension process. Sue, can you hear me now? Guys, hold on one second because I'll get her. Let me figure this out. What's going on? Sue, I'm going to pull you on. Can you hear me now, Sue? Okay, guys, I'm going to go get her, three-way her in. So if you guys will be patient with me, I will get to. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Susie, I can hear you now. Can you hear me? We're going to play phone tag a little bit. So she's going to call back in. And I'm here with her. Welcome to the show tonight, guys. Sue Wilcox, I called her Weaver in my mistake. Sue Wilcox is our guest speaker tonight. You guys may have heard her about a month ago, and she talked about the physical symptoms of the ascension process. I know that's a big one for us, okay? So, you know what I mean? And so she's going to talk about that tonight. I'm actually going to go see if I can get her on the phone because we just had a little bit of mishap here, so hold on. Okay, Sue, can you hear me now? I mean, you can hear me. I can hear you. Okay, the audience can hear you. I'm excited to be here tonight. Welcome to the show. I was telling everybody you had done this about a month ago and about the ascension process, but you took it from a fibromyalgia point of view. And so tonight you're going to do a little bit of different things with us with this. So share with us what your idea is and what you're going to do. And I know it's about the ascension and or the spiritual awakening we're going through, but please tell us what you're going to do, what you wanted to share with us tonight, because we got a lot of good stuff about it last time you were here. So I'm glad you're here.
All right.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm excited to be back. Thank you very much. So the last time that we talked about the signs and symptoms of ascension or spiritual awakening, I did. Went over those signs and symptoms that correlated with signs and symptoms that I personally experienced as I was going through a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. So I thought this time I would try not to duplicate any information unless I felt, you know, nudged by spirit to do so. So hopefully we'll be talking about some new topics. Or some new signs and symptoms. There might be a few repeat things. If something comes up, I'll try not to go into it in depth, and I'll just refer you to listen to the previous podcast.
Oh,
how does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. I'm just glad you're here. And and I know that you've had a lot of feedback, I'm sure, with your own folks. And she's, by the way, everybody, she's an angel coach. The Lavender Door, the angel coach, she wears a lot of hats, and she's also a marketing wizard and a symptom, physical symptom guru. So how about that? So anyway, I'm teasing a little bit, but tell us what we can talk about tonight, what we have to look forward to or to what we're wondering about our physical body and signs that we're going through may be something. Yeah, cool. Share with us. That'd be exciting.
Okay. So, the last time I spoke, I had pulled some information from a website called Ascension Symptoms, and I'm going to go through, I'll use their list of symptoms again tonight. But I wanted to give you a little bit, you know, another perspective from another article that I had found. And this article I found was on the website called SandraWalter.com. And then just kind of search for Ascension Symptoms there. But she has, you know, just another really great take on the Ascension process. So if you don't mind, I just kind of want to read a little bit about of what she has written.
Okay.
Because she's more of a guru than I am, and how she worded it was just so perfect, I believe.
Okay,
so she says, the ascension process is the union of our higher and lower levels, the soul, spirit, and body becoming one. For many, this means that you're changing your cellular structure to accommodate a higher frequency with the physical body. Your higher self has shown how you will attain this integration of higher and lower levels. So the dimensions, like the third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, whatever, dimensions are based on frequency. The higher the frequency, the higher the dimensional level. So since the Earth is raising her vibration rate, we also need to raise our vibration rate. And I talk about that a lot on my Facebook page, The Lavender Door, about the importance of raising your vibration. And I try to post some fun little things in there to get, you know, get people thinking. So anyway, Sandra Walter goes on to say, only crystalline or crystalline substances can exist in the higher dimensions or the faster vibrations. So crystalline structures vibrate at a higher or faster frequency than carbon. Humans are evolving. We're changing from a carbon-based structure to a crystalline structure. What do you think of that, Henry?
I'm like, wow. Let me tell you two wows I got. The Earth is raising her vibration. That's a wow moment. I was like, man, I didn't even recognize that, or I don't know. And then I was like, that's cool. And then it's aligned because I get that. That is amazing. The carbon is a denser. Just explain it, because I think you're doing well. But that's a two well moment for me. Okay, so
yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, so there's a little bit more here that's a little bit more in depth, and I hope I don't turn anybody off by this, but you have to kind of get the deeper meaning here. But this crystalline state is becoming embodied by our physical self. This is the return of the Christ, so spelled C-H-R-I-S-T, or also known as the Christ, spelled C-R-Y-S-T, so like crystalline, so Christ.
Right.
This Christ consciousness, or crystalline consciousness that everyone's been talking about, the return of the Christ, is the return of the divine human.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing.
It changes it. Yeah. And it makes so, you know, it just totally makes sense when I look at, you know, this other article that I had referenced last time, saying that the ascension involves the acceleration of vibrational energy and expansion of awareness, which creates a shift in consciousness. So when a particular life system raises its vibrationary state from one energetic state of being or realm of existence to another higher one, it's ascending.
Right. Right. That's cool. So, man, that makes total sense to me. See, I'm sitting there going, I'm going to go research this when I get off the show. So, anyway.
It's a really great article.
Okay, yeah. So, it's like a lighter crystalline. Crystalline is a lighter. It's lighter. It's higher. And carbon, I always think, is a bunch of coal. You know, and like, you know, like very heavy, dense energy, right? So our body and the disease in our body is, okay, it's like cleaning out the closet, right? Right? You go in there and really clean it out. Cool. Go ahead. Say more. I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt you, but I was like, I'm having a moment.
I know. There's a lot of aha here. So 30 minutes of aha. So these changes in frequency carries a lot of challenges. But if you're aware of the symptoms, you can assist your own process and you can help other people as they go through the process.
Okay. Explain.
So, for instance, like I feel I've gone through an ascension process or a spiritual awakening process. As I, you know, researched the symptoms I was going through and compared those with the awakening process, you know, I struggled. It was really hard for me the first couple of years. You know, I was going
right.
through so much pain and there were so many changes in my life happening. And when I was in, you know, in the midst of it, you know, I had no idea what was going on other than I felt like crap and I hurt and I can't do what I'm used to doing.
Right.
So, you know, I go to the doctor and the doctor doesn't know what's wrong with me either, which is another sign or, you know, another thing is, you know, you always want to check with your doctor first or your healer first when you have some of these symptoms and signs to, you know, just to rule out any, you know, threatening medical conditions. But, you know, when the doctor, you know, when they're not finding anything wrong with you, then, you know, it might be a good time to say, oh, hey, maybe this is something else.
Right. I got you. Okay.
And you know, you don't have to even be aware of the ascension process in order to experience these symptoms.
Right. Like, why is this happening to me? There you go.
Exactly. But it's like I said, if you are aware of it, then, you know, you can assist your process, and it doesn't have to be a struggle. Your journey is up to you, however you want it to be. So if you want to struggle with these symptoms, then you can go, you know, keep on struggling. Or if you want to learn about them and try to understand the why, you know, it might make your journey a whole lot better.
Yeah, right. If I know why I'm going through something or experiencing something, I'm so much better, right? You know what I mean? Instead of just being a Helen Keller there, right in the block dark. So it's all good. But, they share with us. Thank you, by the way. That was a couple aha moments for me. Thank you.
I know. I love that article. I want to go back and reread it. And there's a few others that she has written that, you know, just kind of go a little bit further into the ascension process. I'm going to go and check those out, too, once I get done. But anyway, I'll go into some of the symptoms and signs.
Okay.
And you just speak up if you want to go more in-depth in something.
Sure, no problem. But I'm listening,
more.
Emily. I'm learning, okay, and I mean that. You've got me now, all right? So I'm sitting there going, tell me more.
I know that you've gone through a lot of these. So, you know, jump in and tell me when you, you know, if something relates to you. But so changes in your sleep patterns, like waves of extreme fatigue that come and go unexpectedly, periods of restlessness or insomnia, the need for more sleep than normal.
Yeah, isn't that true? I know that. For me, that's been something, you know what I mean? So I get up at 3 and go back to sleep at 6 and get up at 8. That's a little weird. So it's all good. But go ahead.
I went from sleeping, you know, like not needing hardly any sleep.
Right.
You know, I was raising kids back then and then little grandkids and just, you know, going to work and getting up early and staying up late. And then all of a sudden, it's like all I wanted to do was sleep.
Right.
And then most of the time, I couldn't sleep. So you have like sporadic sleep schedules and you wake up in the middle of the night, especially around 3 a.m. You might have unusual. Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? And you have like unusual dreams or your dreams are more lucid.
Yeah.
So have you experienced any of that?
Yeah, my dreams. I have some great dreams and where I am dreaming. I'm going to share this with you because you asked me. About 6 or 7 months ago, maybe as much as a year ago, I started having a series of dreams. And these dreams are happening right now. What I saw in the dream, I was like, I couldn't understand it, you know. And now it's like I was dreaming of the future. And I was like, that, and then I can, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the last piece. I didn't even realize it. And then I have some amazing dreams about traveling to dimensions, more so now. And to tell you something, that's incredible to do. But I'm not sure what you think, but I think you have to be like meditating to really, really tune into them. And I meditate, and I didn't even catch it until just recently this week. I'm like, oh, I had that dream. You know, anyway, it's all good. But thank you. Yeah, so that's my experience with it, too. Great way of communicating with the other side.
That's kind of exciting. Those,
yeah.
You know, those dreams that just, you just know they're not, it's not a dream. And you know that there's a message in there for you. But you also, I mean, it's like, how could you imagine this? I mean, if you were, someone said, you know, write a crazy dream.
Right.
You never come up with that on your own ever in a million years.
Yeah, you're right. If I were dreaming on my own, I'd be dreaming. I told you about, you know, Beetlejuice where he's over there with the female strippers. I'd be up there like Beetlejuice with the male strippers. I'm just kidding, but.
I would be sick of that dream.
No, that'd be a great dream, right? If I were left up to my own, that was what I'd be dreaming about. But season, but yeah, I got you. Man, when you get those kind of things, it's amazing. So, but that I did not realize. I just have always been able to dream some really cool things. I didn't realize it was like a part of the ascension process. You know what I mean? So
And speaking of dreaming, so you'll have like another symptom is like an increase in daydreaming or fantasy. Flashes of insight and vision, increased creativity and imagination.
Right, right. That's true. Have you had one of those? Because I've had a few of them. I'm going to tell you something else I had the other day. And I had a dream, and it was disturbing about the government and what was going on. And I got to be honest with you, I am not one of those people that turn into politics. But it was all about stuff that was happening right here now. And that was disturbing. Mm-hmm. And then had a dream about traveling to another dimension. That was kind of cool, you know, and seeing some people that looked like us, but I knew they weren't us. You know what I mean? And
just sense it intuitively.
Yeah, yeah, and you knew, and their vibration, because their planet or their dimension was a lot more peaceful than ours. Although I think that all the government stuff, all this stuff, is part of the process. I mean, maybe you're going to talk about that a little bit. I don't know, but yeah, that's kind of cool. Anyway, thank you for asking me that. Yeah, because I was sitting there going, huh, I'm not going crazy. I'm just dreaming.
You're not going crazy. You're ascending.
I'm ascending.
I'm not crazy. I'm high.
No. I'm ascending. There you go.
All right. So another one is, like, you'll experience increased static electrical charges in the body. Or, like,
give
you
me
know,
an example of what that means. Okay. Yeah, okay, tell us what that means. I mean, tell us, sorry.
Okay, so you know, like when you're a kid and you would rub your feet on the carpet and then you would touch somebody and
yeah,
you get that little electrical charge.
Yeah.
So you might experience that more often and just feeling like you're being zapped by energy. Like, you know, nobody's touching you, but you're just getting that charge. And then tingles and itching, pinpricks. Muscle spasms, and, you know, twitches that occur sporadically in certain parts of your body. And I know I do this a lot, like when I'm sleeping and you're just kind of like in that state where you're almost asleep or you kind of are asleep, but then you just jump. You know, your body
jump. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's ascension.
And then also, I do this. I'll have little, like, my muscle spasms or twitches. Like, the other day, and I don't know what this means, but, like, my right side, like, my stomach on my right side, I was just, like, twitching. and I must be something changing within my DNA, I'm thinking.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what it's talking about, as I'm starting to vibrate at a higher rate. And so, you know, maybe I need to get rid of some of this dense, heavy crap that's clinging on my body.
I call that losing 5 pounds. How about you?
Yeah.
That's funny. So that is a real key thing there. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I know myself, my whole body's changing, and the way I think is changing too. But go on, please, because that's interesting. You know, about the twitching and the muscle spasms and stuff. Go, please, I'm sorry to interrupt
you. Yeah. Oh, no, you're fine. We all have questions, and this is just a really great topic. So another one, I know I discussed this last time, but I think it's really important to bring just that in. So, you know, like your general body aches and pains and your tension and your soreness and just, you know, feeling like your muscles are just super heavy, like you've been hit by a truck and you just can't move. And like I said before, I had a hard time even raising my hands or my arms above my head to my hair. And, you know, those are things that, you know, you go to the doctor for. You're like, hey, this doesn't feel normal to me. My body's not normally like this. You know, you go to the doctor and say, what's wrong with me? And they're like, I don't know, but take all these drugs because it will help.
That's funny. Well, not for me. I get to that.
But, I, you know, and I wish I knew then what I know now because, you know, I might not have taken every medication he told me to take at the time. You know, I might have just kind of waited it out and tried more holistic methods like, you know, like I'm really glad I found the flotation therapy because that really helped. And if I knew then what I know now, I would have skipped a lot of those drugs and just floated. Until I was over.
Done now. Yeah, there you go. I get you. Wow. That cool, though. It's amazing what you went through, you know, and come out of and realize it because, and some...
You know what, see, I'm not the only one going through this. Since I have come out, since I've come out of the closet, you know, I'm not shy about the fact that I was diagnosed with fibro or that I had all of those symptoms. You know, I'm not, you know, hiding it from anybody. I feel like I, you know, I want to be a light for others. And so if I share that to others, then they feel more comfortable, you know, saying, oh, my gosh, I have that too. You know, it's so nice to be able to relate to somebody. And so I'm finding there are lots and lots of people going through this, lots and lots of people diagnosed with fibro and you know, doing what their doctors tell them to do because, you know, we trust our doctors. I'm not saying don't trust your doctors. I'm just saying, you know, if you've seen the doctors and they've done all the tests and they can't find anything wrong, maybe have an open mind to maybe it's something else.
Right. You're right. You're right. Maybe it is. That's a good point to make there too as well. I'm going to tell you, I know that myself have had a few things happen and with my own physical body, and, you know, I was able to really work with my pancreas and really make it function really, I'm saying really, really, really. I had sugar issues since the age of 10, and I think that part of the ascension process, you know, with a lot of us too, and you're finding this out in, you know, is being able to change your DNA so you can turn things on. Like my pancreas, I made it work better. And I really feel that I did with, you know, because God lives in all of us, me and God and meditation and the angels, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to change something that I'd had since I was 10, which is totally unheard of, okay? And I'm not really ready to talk about it because I need to put it down and figure out exactly what I did. But that's been my story, and I'm super excited about it. But I think that's the ascension process, right? Everything becoming lighter, including yourself. I think if you don't do that,
your body changing.
Yeah, I mean it really is, and I'm eternally grateful for it. And you know, even a bad day is a good day when you can do stuff like that with your body, which you're well aware of because I know you're doing the same. You know what I mean? And so yeah, I get you. And I'm glad I was able to do that. You know, too. You know, something else I've been able to go through is that I've never been mechanically minded. And the other day I saw something in my brain. I thought if I do this, this, and this, this will work. I did this, this, and this, A, B, and C, and it works. I'm not wired like that, but maybe I'm becoming wired like that. Is that part of the ascension process, being able to do stuff?
No, I think it is. I think, you know, we're going through a lot of changes, and our bodies and our, you know, higher self are realizing that, you know, we can't do things the way that we used to do them. We can't think the way we think, ascend, and awaken, you know, our higher vibration. We've got to find alternate ways of doing that. Otherwise, we're going to end up with the same dense body and thoughts that we've always had.
Well, it's amazing because I was like, huh, how did I learn how to do that? Because I just saw it clear as day in my mind. about how to wire something and make it work. I saw it in a diagram, and I don't think like that. And something's happening where I can think like that. I'm just not questioning it. I'm accepting it and just thinking in gratitude. Because I don't know how you are. There are certain things, people that are able to do certain things better than others. But it's nice that part of my praying mind is turning on more so I can hear it more or whatever. But, yeah, it's like, maybe that's part of the ascension process because I thought about your conversation and, you know, things that you taught us before. So, anyway, but go on. I'm sorry. I interrupted it again. But you've got some good stuff you're sharing, and I appreciate it. This is, like, so cool.
All right. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. It's so nice to hear other people's perspectives and you know, and what they're going through as well. I feel like all I hear me talking a lot.
We know you got some good stuff there, but go ahead. So,
okay. So another one of the signs or symptoms, and I talked about this before, but I'm guided to bring it up again, is the clumsiness. Lack of coordination at times, bumping into or dropping objects, you know, feeling dizzy or feeling ungrounded. You know, I went through this a lot. It was a lot, you know, very embarrassing to, you know, to be tripping over yourself or walking into walls or or whatever. But, you know, that is one of the signs. And I know that there are a lot of people going through that wondering, what is wrong with me? And you know what? There's nothing wrong with you. Your body is just, it's changing. It's trying to vibrate at a higher rate. It's trying to bring you up. And so, you know, I think we just need to find ways to work with it so that we can enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, you know, learn from the journey as you go through it.
That's cool. I like that. Can I share this with you? 2 days ago, my dog and I were running because, you know, I'm a runner. I tripped over her legs or she tripped over mine. I thought about you.
You're both ascending.
I was like, God, I bet you this is what she was talking about, clumsiness. So, me and my dog are sitting here, you know. And this dude stopped and helped me up, and he turns out he's an author and a writer. And he goes, are you trying to look sexy? I said, oh, yeah. As I fall flat on the ground. I wasn't, but I was thinking about, how can I be this clumsy? My dog's clumsy. We're both clumsy. So, anyway, but I thought your thought popped in my head.
Process.
Yeah, thank you.
And don't beat yourself up.
Yep,
you already are, but don't beat yourself up anymore.
Yeah, right.
So another one is, you know, sporadic bursts of increased energy or inspiration, feeling like a hyperactive or frantic energy, panic attacks, accelerated mental energy, or like racing or scattered thoughts. And, you know, I kind of equate this to like being on Adderall. Like, you know, the doctor give you one medicine, you know, give you medicine to treat something else, and then, you know, you have all these side effects and stuff. But, and fortunately, I've gotten off of that. But, you know, that's exactly what it feels like. So anyone else that had been diagnosed with ADD that had to take Adderall or Ritalin, you know, that's kind of one of those feelings. And I feel like this is, you know, is something that a lot of people that aren't taking those types of medicines are feeling too. And,
right.
You know, it is part of the process. So like I said, you know, you go to the ER because you feel like you're having a heart attack and they send you home because it's a panic attack, you know.
Look, right.
Start, you know, be a little open-minded and try and get more down to the, you know, exactly why your body's going through this, you know. Your body's trying to tell you something. It's trying to wake you up.
I'm going to share this with you, and I agree with you. It's trying to wake you up. And you listen to your body because talk to your God and your angels to dream about things. And the other day I got a message about two things that I needed to get on. And I ordered them, you know, already. But calcium and another one, probiotics, right? And you know, I have a company that I order things from, natural things, and I was like, okay, and they're telling me this is what I need. They tell me I needed to drink more water, and so now I try to drink at least a half a gallon.
Oh, my gosh, I pulled the 8 of water for you just a minute ago.
You got, what did you hear?
I've got my cards in front of me, and I pulled a water card for you.
Yeah, I need to drink more water. So I'm drinking, try to drink a half a gallon. So I'm going to go in there and drink it in the morning. I would rather have in this awful coffee than water. But I make myself drink water. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. The nectar of the gods.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So you pull the water card
for
me.
It's so good for your body. It's like, you know, oil for a car, you know, is the equivalent, you know, water for your body. You need to have that, you know, to lube your organs and everything else that's in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and doing all the natural products. I get messages about that. I was like, okay, let me get that, you know, and everything. So that's what I'm doing. Calcium and probiotics, I got that super strong. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
and water.
I feel called to tell you that you need to add magnesium as well.
Magnesium? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a natural vitamin. It's got magnesium. If I need to add an extra supplement, great. I'll do it. So thank
There's
you.
There's also a float pod. You can just absorb it.
What did
you
say?
Everybody needs a float.
Yes.
Just go float in a float pod. Do the flotation therapy because
uh-huh.
the tanks are full of magnesium, and your body will just absorb it. That's one of the things that helped me so much with my muscle pain.
That's great. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to come out to your house. I have a body and I have some cash, so I would like to do a flow bot thing with you. So,
if you come clear out to my house, you don't have to bring any cash.
Okay, I just bring my body. Okay, it needs a lot of flow pod stuff. I got to tell you, but that sounds beautiful.
And by the time you get here, we'll probably have our flow pod up and going.
Nice. There you go. Thank you so much. Anyway, so that's cool. Wow, good deal. What else? Is there any other symptoms you want to talk about? Because we've got a couple more minutes here, but we'll bring
you
back on.
Let's do a couple more. So moments where you experience like an increase in your heart rate just out of the blue, like, you know, nothing's happened, you haven't had any bad news, you haven't been exercising or whatever, but just like all of a sudden your heart rate just increases. Or you have unusual sensations in your heart chakra area.
Wow. Okay.
And I've had that where my heart just starts going and stops. And I go to the doctor because, you know, I go back and say, and now I'm thinking, you know, that was probably just, you know, some heart chakra things. You know, now I know better. So.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah, my friend, he just texted me, he's listening to the show, he goes, yeah, I thought I was having a heart attack, because it's just indigestion. I'm being an idiot. I'm going to tell him. I'm telling him now.
No more jalapenos.
Exactly, before you go to bed. Okay. Anyway, that's funny.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so here's one that I haven't experienced, but maybe I will. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Changes in hair and nail texture, color, or rate of growth. Hair and nails may grow faster than normal. I would love to know if anybody has experienced that.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because if your body's vibrating, it's going faster. That would get your cells inside moving faster and would stimulate those hormones. Think about it. It kind of makes sense why that would happen.
Right. You're right about that, too, as well. I get you. You know what else? I was going to ask you this. Aging. Don't you slow down aging? And you're a perfect one for that. Look at you. You look so darn young. You do. You look young. But I noticed myself, somebody told me today, Tree, you look so much better. I was like I looked bad before. He goes, oh, no, you look really young. I said, thank you. I'll no cash, I'm going to pay you later. But I was thinking to myself, like, I wonder if that is because I look at my pictures from a year ago to now, or 2 years ago, and, it's like aging slows down, right? Because we don't need to age as our body gets less dense. Less, right? Do you think so?
You know what? So are you medicating more than you were back then?
Probably. I medicate every day.
You are raising your vibration. I saw an article or something somewhere, and it had so these people were at a meditation retreat, and the person conducting the retreat took before pictures of everybody, okay? And so then they go to the retreat where they're meditating, you know, daily for, you know, I don't know how long the retreat went for. But after the retreat, the person conducting it took pictures, see the difference in
wow.
these people's faces. I mean, before the retreat, you could just see this kind of just heavy, kind of a grayish, kind of a downer kind of tone and stuff. And
right.
then their after pictures were remarkable. I mean, it looked, you know, they just looked great.
Yeah.
Right? So there's got to be something to that. I mean.
Yes, I agree.
If that's all we have to do is to, you know, work on our spirituality and meditate to look great, man, that's free.
Yeah, sign me up. Like, I'm already doing that. But before we look like Mrs. Doubtfire. Afterward, we look like Marie Osmond, who looks 30 and she's like 50. I don't know.
Right,
I'm...
Lauren.
Yeah,
she looks better now than she did, in, you know, a while ago, too.
Yeah. I like her. I've seen her, you know, on TV and seen her, some of her stuff. But, yeah, I wanted to ask you that. So I'm interrupting you. Go ahead. Please forgive me. So I was.
Okay. So another one is sudden increases in synchronicity. So your meaningful coincidences, like seeing 1111 or some other reoccurring number really often, or having more synchronicities, more things that happen that, you know, there are no coincidences.
I gotcha. That's cool. I like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, synchronicity.
Okay, here's another one that's probably, you know, kind of hard and people would struggle with is abrupt changes with your job, your friends, your hobbies, your interests, your living environment. You might have a strong urge to relocate, but, you know, those sudden life event changes.
Wow.
That, you know, really, you wouldn't have any control over yourself. It just kind of happens and you have to deal with it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And feeling lost or a sudden loss of your old identity. And you're feeling, you know, looking for your true calling, trying to find your true self.
That's true.
And during this process is really when you can find it. You just need to open up and I say just like it's really easy. I know it's not easy, but being open-minded about things.
Yeah, that's true.
And being guided, you know, by
right.
your intuition.
That is so good. Man, that's amazing. Some of my clients are like, I don't know where I belong. I've had two of them tell me this week. I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's loss of identity. I'm going to tell them about that. Thank you. Anyway, I'm sorry. Interrupt it again.
You're welcome. Okay, and feeling a sense of urgency, like you're running out of time or that something's about to happen.
Okay.
Like, do you feel like that? Like, you just want to get a whole bunch of stuff done because you don't have enough time to get it done?
Yeah, I do. I've become organized. Is that not scary? If any of my friends or family are listening, like, what? You're becoming organized? Okay. That's scary. Yeah, I'm feeling it myself. That's funny. All right, yeah.
Okay, so back with the time thing. Here's another one. Time distortions, like losing track of time. Or a sense
right.
of time speeding up or slowing down at, you know, at different moments. So I lose time quite a bit, you know, a lot, especially like when I'm driving to work. I have an hour commute, and I can't tell you how often I lose time because it's like I'm out of the driveway and then I'm in my office sometimes. And it's like, I don't even know how I got here. How did it happen?
I got the titty titty bang bang car. It's all good.
And I learned something this weekend about slowing down time.
Usually
my weekends come and I'm so exhausted that I just, you know, I plant my butt on the couch for like 48 hours and the weekend goes super fast. Well, this last weekend, last couple of weekends, I've actually had, you know, more energy to get up, and I've been motivated to go do things on the weekends. The fact that I even get up and, you know, change out of my pajamas is such a good sign. But so this last weekend, I had my granddaughters over, and we took my mom and we went to our local hot springs, and, you know, just taking the time to go, you know, be with family and be with the people that are important to you and being in the moment,
right,
I have found slows down time. Being present in the moment.
You're right. I'm going to bet you that is so true because I'm, like, sitting here enjoying this. Like, I got to go look at this. What's she saying? It's slowing down time. I need to slow down time when I'm on 95. It sounds good. But yeah,
it's like my work days, my 9-to-5s at work, they go by so fast. It's like, you know, I feel like I've been there for a couple hours, which, thank heavens, because who wants to really be at work? But it just speeds by. But, yeah, if I can slow down time, you know, when I'm with the ones I love, you know,
right,
turn the TV off and enjoy being with them. Me and my mom went for a walk Saturday morning, and, you know, that helped slow down my day a little bit with spending time with my mom, you know, not having any electronics on us and just walking and being together.
It
just really helps. And I took a good friend of mine. We went out to lunch to spend some time together Saturday also. And, you know, it just being in the moment, it just, the time didn't like fly by like it does at work. But that's not a negative. You know, I'm not saying it just dragged on. It didn't drag on, but I was in the moment with her. And it just, I really felt like I had a full weekend.
I bet you did. Yeah, that's cool. Sue, my dear, I got to slow you down here because you're amazing and good, but I will leave on your mom note because I'd love to have a walk with my mom and do you in spirit because she's over on the other side. Thank you. I'd like to have you on again talking about this. And also, there's been a request because I put out that you channel, but you talk about channeling. So, you know, I don't know, maybe we can do a class on that. You want to teach it or you can talk about it, and no pressure when you're ready. Okay, but I'd like to talk to you. Yeah, because she's on every month, and we're getting ready to start some new things where she's just great, and she's an amazing soul, an amazing woman, and a spiritual being, and juggles a lot of different hats here. And I appreciate her being a part of Angel Coaches and teaching us in the ascension process. This has been amazing tonight. Thank you. And I know other people are going to think so as well. Anyway, really quickly, if you haven't liked our page, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, like it. The Lavender Door, go to The Lavender Door, and you can send Sue a message there. And facebook.com, The Lavender Door, right? See, did I say that right? Or do you want? Okay, good deal.
I don't know the exact link, but it shouldn't be too hard to find. And
there's
a couple other Lavender Doors that you can find my easy. I don't do
yes, that. Yeah, we got, so go check it out, like our pages, and as I said, she's going to be on again next month, and she also does readings, she can do readings with me, I think next month in March, because it's both of our birthdays. Yeah, that's what we'll do, we're a day apart. So anyway, you go, yeah, it sounds like fun, so yeah, we should do readings together. That'd be fun, like we did with,
Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney, a couple weeks ago. Anyway, you guys have a great now. Take care, and we will see you on Sunday when we're all about the relationship show with myself and Di. We've got a special speaker on there, too, as well. Bye, everybody. Have a great now. Jill McCray with that. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.